You're listening to New Tnia. A test of 119 people found mosquitoes have different favorites. Researchers tested the scents of 119 people against three disease-carrying mosquito species. No participant ranked among the most attractive to all three, and each species responded to different odor and skin bacteria patterns. The laboratory study measured attraction, not actual bites, and produced no new repellent. If mosquitoes always seem to choose you over everyone nearby, the answer may depend on which mosquito is doing the choosing. A study involving 119 people found that three common disease-carrying species did not agree on which participants smelled most attractive. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
Researchers compared how three mosquito species responded to the body odors and skin microbes of the same 119 volunteers.
Why does it matter?
Species-specific scent preferences could eventually help scientists design repellents for the mosquito-spreading disease in a particular region.
What is the catch?
This was a controlled attraction test, not a field trial of bites or disease transmission, and the chemical links remain correlations. Key number. None of the 119 participants appeared among the most attractive 10% for all three mosquito species. Three mosquitoes, three different shortlists. The Florida International University team studied Aedes aegypti, Aedes albopictus, and Culex quinquefasciatus. Together, these mosquitoes can transmit diseases including dengue, Zika, yellow fever, and West Nile fever, although the experiment did not expose anyone to infection. Each volunteer placed an arm in a one-way scent testing tube called an olfactometer. The researchers measured which human odor drew mosquitoes along the tube, collected airborne chemicals from the skin, and swabbed participants' forearms to identify resident bacteria. What the mosquitoes appeared to smell. The Asian tiger mosquito, Aedes albopictus, was associated with higher levels of ketones and plant-like volatile compounds. Aedes aegypti and the southern house mosquito were instead less interested when some potentially repellent cyclic alcohols and monoterpenes were present at higher levels. The team detected 246 bacterial groups across the participants. Three bacteria appeared in the shared microbial profiles of people rated highly attractive by all three mosquito species, while other bacteria were associated with lower attraction for particular species. These patterns do not yet show that a bacterium caused the preference. Human scent is produced by more than sweat alone. Skin secretions, personal products, and microbes interact to release a large mixture of volatile organic compounds, and each mosquito species has evolved its own sensory system for reading that mixture. The result changes a familiar question. Instead of asking why one person attracts every mosquito, researchers can ask which chemical signal matters to a specific species. Before we overstate the result, the volunteers came from one location, Miami, so the study does not establish the same preferences across populations, climates, or diets. An olfactometer measures movement toward an odor. It does not directly measure landing, biting, or infection risk outdoors. The chemical and bacterial signatures were associated with attraction, but the study did not manipulate each signal separately to prove causation. Only three of roughly 3,600 known mosquito species were tested, and no species-specific repellent was evaluated. What scientists would need to do next? Researchers can now isolate candidate chemicals, add or remove them in controlled tests, and see whether mosquito behavior changes. Skin bacteria linked to attraction also need experiments that distinguish the microbes themselves from other traits shared by their human hosts. If those tests identify causal signals, a future product might mask an attractive odor or reproduce a repellent one. That remains a research direction, not advice to alter the skin microbiome or replace proven measures such as approved repellents, window screens, and removal of standing water. Takeaway. The study offers a better explanation for uneven mosquito attention. Attractiveness is specific to both the person and the mosquito species. It does not yet tell an individual which mosquito will bite them, or provide a tested way to change that outcome. Read the full article at newtknia.com.